think we
vote separately and then take the second. Okay, gotcha.
So for the I think we now vote on the nomination as provided. So we have we have a second. So we'll say all in favor.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, any opposed? Thank you, Ed. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I look forward to working with you. You've been a great partner this last year. And maybe we have a nomination for a second member of the executive committee.
And with that, I would like to nominate Pam Strobel. I think as a board, we've been well served by the previous makeup of the executive committee, and I think it's wise to continue down that path. So it's an honor to nominate Pam Strobel.
Thank you very much.
I second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Pam. Let's give them a round of
applause.
So we have a packed meeting today. I think we also need to deal with the delegation of signatures, which will be in the special order. Everybody received that. And if there's a motion.
I'll move it.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Are we good then? Okay. So we have a full agenda today. We're going to hear a series of presentations, a quarterly update on the Illinois economy, a report on the university's financial status, which is improving by the day, thanks to the governor, a report of administrative and academic program reviews, an overview of the university's government relations function, a brief report on measures to increase security at the Urbana campus, which is critically important to all of the members of the board, a special presentation on partnerships between the university and the Chicago Public Schools, and we're going to have the interim president of CPS, Terry Mazzini, speak with us later today. An update concerning our efforts to make the university a more diverse community, which is part of each of our meetings, and we're having a more comprehensive review of all aspects today. And an annual report concerning the University of Illinois Foundation, an annual report on the University of Illinois Alumni Association. We have the distinguished executives of both of those institutions as our guest at the meeting. There will also be time for the board to receive a scheduled public comment, and I understand we've got a pretty full agenda for the public comment period. I thought, you know, before we go much further into the agenda, I'd like to note that the University of Illinois lost a very well-regarded and promising faculty member, Dr. Gary Crewe, was the director of the UIC Cancer Center and passed away on January 5th. Second, the former director of the State University's Civil Service System, the agency that oversees our policies of civil service employees, Dr. Walter Ingerski, also passed away on January 5th. Mr. Ingerski served the state universities in Illinois for 30 years, following a career of similar length with the federal government in various positions related to personnel management. Third, Dr. Keith Sanders, the board member of the Southern Illinois University Board, passed away on January 13th, and I thought we might begin, out of respect for these individuals, with a moment of silence. Thank you all, and our prayers are with their families. Michelle thinks we should re-elect her as secretary.
Oh, sure.
I know you cannot make yourself. The truth is, we've got to spread the risk here a little bit, and reelect certain university officials, officers, including our wonderful secretary, Michelle Thompson, and then, of course, the man who's taking all the financial risk for the entire group of trustees, for the university itself, perhaps for the state, our treasurer, Lester McKeever. And then I think Walt Knorr, I think, do we nominate you again this year? I told the governor that it's the first time I've seen you smile in 20 months now. It's like we're going to get paid. Should we work through those?
And council.
What's that?
And
Tom Barrows, our trusted university counsel, has helped us navigate a series of incredibly complex situations whose advice we count on throughout the year. So we're privileged to be able to work with all of these individuals.
Do you want a collective vote for all four or individual?
I think one vote.
I would so move to approve all four of the officers as described in the clarified.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Okay, Michelle, before I launch into something else, you don't have to turn around here. There's a movement to just turn the meeting over to President Hogan. I can hear the gallery is.
I've got the copy of the script, so
no,
I'm
I
five
haven't.
Pages out.
But maybe we'll ask Paula Allen Mears to welcome us here to the campus in Chicago and tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Slides. There are some slides that accompany my presentation this morning. Thank you, Chairman Kennedy, and welcome, Governor Quinn, and congratulations to our new trustees. We're in great hands. In spite of the economic constraints and our loss of excellent faculty and staff to private institutions, UIC remains steeped in our traditional academic values and mission, committed to creative discoveries that in my opinion, have transformational impact in our world, which is daily becoming more urban and more diverse. Continued mass migration of populations worldwide in urban areas is forcing enormous challenges on our cities in terms of healthcare, sanitation, transportation, food distribution, and education. Urban located universities are uniquely positioned to address those challenges. Public urban research institutions such as UIC are anchors for our world's growing urban population. By the way, this summer, UIC became a partner with the Coalition of Urban Serving Universities, and I now serve on the executive committee. Also during summer of 2010, the Coalition of Urban Serving Universities became a partner with APLU, the Association of Land-Grant Universities. It's my opinion that our broad range of skills and intellectual resources, research capability, and technological innovations position us to fuel the new economy, to educate the workforce of tomorrow, and to engage in the mounting urban challenges. It is with this context, it's with this backdrop that I now would like to share with you some of our activities at the international level. Slide 2. Around the globe, we have institutional ties with many urban universities that support our students, our student research, the exchange of faculty and internships. UIC has established collaborations with 109 institutions of higher education and research centers in 43 countries, which includes now every continent. In fact, the UIC strategic plan calls us to foster scholarship and practices that reflect and respond to the increasing diversity of the U.S. in a rapidly globalizing world. An example of our international engagement is the recent signed agreement with Dalian University in China to support the exchange of engineering students in research that connects faculty and students of UIC and Northwestern University with counterparts in China, South Korea, and India. On October the 11th, 2010, I also signed an agreement with the Universidad Latina de Costa Rica to support scientific collaboration and the exploration of plant diversity in the region. Together, we are compiling an inventory of plants of the lowlands and forests in search of anti-inflammatory and anti-ulcer compounds. Slide 2. On December 6th, UIC hosted the Brookings Institution, along with the London School of Economics, Time Magazine, and the Alfred Herrhausen Society of the International Forum of the Deutsche Bank for a conference focused on the global economy. The summit featured presentations on successful economic transformation models and strategies by representatives of some of the most innovative metropolitan regions in the United States, Europe, and Asia. Leading mayors in the U.S., including Chicago Mayor Richard Daley and the mayors of both Los Angeles and Philadelphia, joined economists, academicians, and CEOs for a discussion about our new economic realities and issues of demographic changes. The most important aspect of this conference was the important role public-private partnerships will play in advancing growth in cities in the U.S. and abroad. It was an honor to host this significant gathering, and I want to publicly thank Dean Michael Pagano and Associate Chancellor Clark Holtz, who were very instrumental in planning the event. I also want to publicly thank Chairman Kennedy and President Hogan for their participation, and congratulations to Mayor Daley for receiving the Global Metro Award, recognizing his enormous influence as a global mayor. Slide 3. We have also pushed forward with an initiative that's near and dear to my heart. I've created a Chancellor's UIC Global Leadership Initiative. It is a pilot program that will be evaluated as it takes root. Our vision is to enhance the undergraduate students' educational experience by creating learning communities and educational opportunities that allow them to gradually develop their growing self-identified world interest in leadership. The pilot offering will be focused on global health issues. We will also, as the pilot evolves and as the next pilot takes place, we are hoping to develop more academically diverse offerings in the future. UIC, some of you may not realize this, but UIC is a microcosm of a global community. I walk around this campus often, and during an ordinary stroll on this campus, you will hear, in addition to English, Spanish, Russian, Tagalog, Tamil, Hindi, Mandarin, French, Polish, Igbo. This is a very dynamic place. And our location and connections in a city as important as Chicago, our history of commitment to global agenda through our signature activities as the Richard J. Daley Global Cities Forum and the Great Cities Institute put us, I believe, at the forefront in preparing students to assume global leadership roles and understandings. At the national level, our impact is also felt here. On September the 21st, UIC hosted the Institute of Medicine's first ever regional conference in Chicago. Congressman Danny Davis gave the welcome, and we were honored to host Dr. Harvey Feinberg, the president of the IOM and the past provost of Harvard. Among many top researchers and academics, the discussion focused on obesity and diabetes. This is a huge problem for many minority communities, in particular Latino and African American communities. The meeting showcased our very own Dr. Jose Oberheiser. He was just dynamic. Jose is the head of the Chicago Diabetes Project at UIC. We exceeded our projected capacity with over 300 guests and 250 attendees. In conjunction, by the way, with the IOM conference, Miles Square Health Center offered free diabetes screening and testing to the public. Another note in terms of our national reach, a consortium of Chicago institutions coordinated by UIC campus is one of 11 new centers nationwide designated by the Department of Health and Human Services to support and advance research on patient outcomes and clinical effectiveness. The consortium includes the University of Chicago, Northwestern, the U.S. Department of Veterans Administration, the Pharmacy Benefits Management Group, and Blue Cross and Blue Shield. These collaborations between and among public and private institutions of higher education, corporations, and government entities is the way, in my opinion, it is our future. The fifth slide. In terms of health disparities, I am delighted to announce a $12.4 million grant from the National Cancer